I'm an archaeologist at the University of Haifa. I'm now directing the Institute of Archaeology and also excavations at the World Heritage Site of the Mount Carmel Caves, which are only 20 minutes away from the university.
Can you please tell us about the excavation at Mount Carmel Caves? I think it's quite extraordinary what you've discovered.
The excavation started almost 90 years ago by British archaeologists. They haven't stopped since. What the British archaeologist Dorothy Gale discovered is a sequence of cultures, of industries, of lithic industries, of human remains, about 25 meters thick, column of sediments, which is 25 meters thick. It's very, very rare in archaeology, especially in prehistoric archaeology, and it represents about 500,000 years of human evolution, which means almost all the prehistoric cultures are represented at one site.
Did you say 500,000 years?
500,000 years of cultural, social, historic, if you want, sequence of human evolution.
This is incredible, Professor Weinstein-Avon. You said that you discovered 500,000 years of human evolution. Can you please tell us about it? This is amazing.
Within the site are four caves. All together, they represent this sequence. But because they are situated 100 meters apart, it's one site. And what we find, first of all, is a series of lithic industries that tell us about the culture, with technological evolution of people. And within it, especially in the upper part, let's say around 100,000 years, 150,000 years, we start to unearth human remains. And it's the only place in the world where you have the remains of both Neanderthals, coming from Europe probably, and very early modern humans, probably coming from Africa.
Did they live side by side at the same time?
It seems so, especially when all of us, me included, seem to have at least 4% of Neanderthal DNA. So they must have met somewhere, and the most likely place now is the Mount Carmel Caves, because it's, or the area of Mount Carmel, because it's the only place in the world where you find the remains, the skeletal remains of these two human types. So it's really exciting, and we're still trying to decipher it, to understand exactly when and how, through all kinds of data, also through the lithic technology, to see if we can see some kind of transmission of knowledge based on the technological aspects of the flint tools that we are finding. It's really exciting.
So it seems that the modern archaeologists are much better off, because now you've got all the modern technology to assist you in your detective work, which I call it detective work, because you find something that it means nothing to me, but to you it will be incredible revelation.
Of course, it's like detective. We are digging less. A previous archaeologist got much more in volume, but in a way they had to kind of establish the cultural sequence of the area. Had they dug like us, they would be in the, you know, upper 1 meter of the sequence, and we would have known nothing. But we are digging less, and we go more in-depth because of these kinds of technologies you mentioned. Technology is good technology for dating, so we know exactly when things happen. We have all kinds of methods like palynology and all kinds of isotopic studies to study changes in ecology. We look at animal remains, and we can tell things about the ecology, but also about the way they were exploited by prehistoric people and how this might have changed through time. And at the site, we also have the slow process of the passage from hunter-gathering to agriculture. And we can really follow all the changes in culture against the background of climatic change, try to understand why it happened, when it happened, and how quick it was, what kind of a change it was. Was it a revolution, or was it just a gradual change? And all this is really exciting.
So when you dig, you're talking about the Carmel Caves.
Yeah.
You said a meter and a half. It's fairly recent.
Yeah.
How many years ago, a meter and a half?
The site we are digging now, a meter and a half, it's something like 2,000 years.
And to go to 500,000 years ago, how many meters do you have to dig?
There are three caves, but two of them are the most important. One is Tabun Cave. It's called Tabun because it has a chimney. and it looks like a pita, you know, oven, a tabun. The names were given by the Arab shepherds who lived there before the archaeologists started to dig there. And it's a collapsed cave. So the last habitation at the cave was maybe 100,000 years ago. In another cave, El Wad, where we found the more recent stuff, where people inhabited the cave more recently after the probably left the collapse scale, the layers are much more recent. It goes from 50,000, which for me is recent. I know it sounds funny, but 50,000 for me is yesterday.
So to find the human remains from 500,000 years ago, how deep did you have to dig?
The date is around 150,000, which is old enough. You just find the skeleton. When there is a burial, you find the skeleton. There is a burial, you see it. But we are in a state that even if we find a tooth, we'll be excited, you know. Because once we know Neanderthals were there, it would be nice to find another skeleton. Of course, it would be a revelation. Worldwide discovery, if you want. But even if we find the teeth or parts of other skeletons or of the same skeleton, it will be very important because we know more about the context. And we know everything about these people, the climatic background, the way, their ways of life, what kind of raw material they exploited, what was the landscape. And we still don't see them. It would be great if they one day, you know, appear on the scene and we just say, hello, we know all about you.
It's quite amazing. We are talking to Professor Mina Weinstein-Avon, and you are listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Professor Weinstein-Avon, are you in contact with other scientists, archaeologists around the world?
Yeah, well, actually, archaeology is now a multidisciplinary. We are with other archaeologists around the world and in Israel, archaeologists, but also physicists and chemists, zoologists or biologists, because we need all of them to decipher this history of our human past. And also we have this international school for MA studies in prehistory, and I think this is the best place in the world anybody wants to study prehistory, both the last half a million years, if you want, but also the methodology and the way it developed. This, I cannot think of any place which is better worldwide.
Professor Mina Weinstein-Avon, are the Mount Carmel caves recognized as a World Heritage?
Yeah, they were subscribed as a World Heritage Site in 2012. We know for many years it's a World Heritage Site. For us, it was even without being recognized or subscribed by UNESCO. But still, it was a kind of process, and the recognition was very nice. To become a World Heritage Site, actually, you need one criteria, and we managed to point out four, and we have discussed them a little. One is the long sequence of cultures at one place. Another is the meeting point of Neanderthals and Homo sapiens, which is the only one in the world. The third is the passage from hunter-gathering to agriculture at the end of this very cultural sequence. And the last was the history of archaeology, because if people are digging at one site in 90 years, then you can see how the methodology of archaeology developed.
Professor Mina Weinstein-Avon, thank you very much.